countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Finally this morning, one of the great pleasures of the past year has been dropping into the farm of Catherine Quinn, who farms in County Limerick, along with her granddaughter, Hannah Quinn Mulligan, a reporter with us. Now, they have reminded us of the seasons of the years they've gone along and how we're connected to the past. And this morning, they take us on a jaunt in their pony and trap and have a gentle chat over the clippity-clopping of Kitty's hooves.
A happy snort, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, she's delighted.
Who's a pretty pony? Granny, you have her looking like $1 million.
Very happy Kitty.
It looks like we're going to some horse and carriage competition, not for a spin out on the road and the pony and trap. Very happy snorting.
It takes me back to going to Mass on a Sunday and whole trap full of us. There wouldn't be enough room hardly for everybody.
And because it was the only way of getting around, wasn't it?
No, it was the only way, yes. My mother was excellent at driving the pony in frosty weather, and she prided herself on the fact, you know, that the pony wouldn't slip or fall, you know, a slip or fall.
Did you get taken to school in the pony and trap as well?
We did, yes, if we were lucky, but there wasn't always enough time. So
steady,
sometimes my father would take us in the milk cart.
What was the milk cart?
The milk cart was when he was taking the milk to the creamery. But the creamery that we went to was in the opposite direction to the school. So to go to the school, he'd have to go in the opposite direction to where he needed to go. So it doubled his journey. So instead of about 3 miles, he would have had 6 miles to do.
So it was a luxury if you got taken in the pony.
Yes, we wouldn't always get taken in the pony.
I mean, you were the oldest in the family, so I imagine you were the first one to drive the pony and trap.
I actually drove the pony and trap to the town, which was 3 miles away, when I was about 5 years of age.
You did not?
I did. Yes.
You'd get arrested for that now.
You probably would. But I did. My mother was, she needed shopping desperately. And I don't know where my father was, because normally he would bring the shopping when he went to the creamery. And she was desperate. And the only reason I remember this incident is because I remember her telling someone that called into the house in the evening that she was worried about it, but she had no option. And she tackled up the pony and sent me off to the shops.
And because she had, probably you were five, but she had about three children under that age,
yes,
to look after,
yes,
as well.
Yes, yeah.
That was one good pony.
Yeah. So that was the beginning of it, do you know?
Did you ever have to take the milk churns to the creamery?
Oh,
then?
I did on a few occasions when my father had to go to a fair or something like that. And I remember I'd have to take the milk to the creamery before going to school. And girls didn't go to the creamery. And so I remember being terrified that I'd meet some of my school friends on their way to school on their bicycles and me coming home from the creamery with my milk cart. I would be terrified that I would meet them, and I can't remember whether I ever met anybody or not, but I remember being worried about it.
And why was it? It's just women didn't go to the creamery? Was it the men's job?
They didn't. Yeah, it was the men's job. Yeah, women didn't ever. You wouldn't see a woman. All the ponies and cars would line up, and there was a platform, and your milk churns were taken off the cart. There were people there to help, so say it, because I was a child, really, basically. The men would just take the milk churn, empty it, and put it back on the cart, and you drive around. Yes, it was a really funny thing, because there were people and that would always be first at the creamery in the morning. And it was a matter of principle, if you like, to be first or second, you know. And oh, it was a big thing for the people that were into that, because we were never into that. But those are the.
There's a chiff chaff singing. Our first car of the day. We've been very lucky. Good girl, steady. People are so good about passing, aren't they? They really slow down.
Yes, most people. And people love seeing the pony and trap.
Oh, we get big waves.
Yes, yeah.
When you were older, did you get to go gallivanting in the pony and trap? Was it like having your first car?
It was, I suppose, yes. On a Sunday, I would take the younger members of the family on a little trip. We'd go on, we'd go on a little adventure and take a little picnic and buy ice cream, have a treat. A lovely day for a drive. Just perfect.
Trap's on, Kitty. Come on.
Yeah, that was Hannah Quinn Mulligan and Grandmother Catherine enjoying a jaunt on their pony and trap in Limerick.